This English language podcast provides listeners with an insight into Japan. You will find many interesting stories from this behind-the-scenes series.
Behind the scenes. Is Japan a Shinto or Buddhist country? Having continued for more than 1,500 years, the Japanese imperial family is the world's oldest hereditary monarchy and is said to be descended from the goddess of the sun. Japanese people have worshipped nature by practicing Shinto since ancient times, but in 538, Buddhism was introduced from the Korean peninsula. Dragging the imperial court into the fray, two powerful clans fought over its introduction: the Soga clan, who were keen to adopt this new culture, and the Mononobe clan, who wished to protect the traditional Japanese gods. Behind the scenes, the three kingdoms of Pekche, Shilla, and Goguryeo on the Korean peninsula were fighting against each other for dominance of the peninsula. Through Buddhism, Pekche expected to ally itself with Japan, while Japan intended to adopt their advanced culture. By joining forces with Prince Shotoku, who was later credited with outlining the blueprint for present-day Japan, the Soga clan won the battle, and Buddhism was introduced into Japan. In addition to those in Nara, including Horyuji, the world's oldest wooden temple, and the largest wooden temple, Todaiji, many temples were built all over Japan, and Buddhism spread. However, this did not eliminate the traditional Shinto religion. Instead, a unique religious practice in which Shinto and Buddhism coexisted took root with the Japanese. After that, Buddhism divided into numerous sects, which became so influential that they were sometimes used by those in power or had gained enough power to oppose the authorities. In the 17th century, in order to rid itself of the influence of Christianity, the Edo shogunate enforced a Buddhist policy of forcing its citizens to belong to a temple. It was established in this era that funerals were carried out in the Buddhist style, and that the corpse was buried in the cemetery of the temple to which that person belonged. It was the strength of support for the emperor that brought about the end of the Edo period, which had lasted for about 260 years. The newly created Meiji administration made political use of the Shinto religion by positioning it at the heart of the state. The Showa era saw the rise of militarism, and Yasukuni Shrine became a special Shinto shrine to commemorate those who died in the war, and later visits to the shrine by politicians became a controversial political issue. In this way, those in power at the time made clever use of Shintoism and Buddhism. Shinto has no clear doctrine except the deification of nature, worshipping mysterious mountains, forests, rivers, waterfalls, rocks, even animals, as well as great human beings as gods. Buddhism teaches people how to live by understanding and dealing with the truth that everything is subject to constant change and that all things have no true state but are inherently subject to decay. So consequently, it's hard to control our destiny. It is said that 80% of Japanese visit a shrine or a temple during the New Year in Japan. However, few Japanese know that April 8th is Buddha's birthday. On the other hand, Japanese celebrate Christian events which have not had much influence on Japan. The underlying cause of this is that an interest in adopting and easily accepting new things is in the Japanese nature. Many contemporary Japanese seem to feel that Buddhism is old-fashioned, while Christianity is rather fancy. Although many gods coexist in Japan, few Japanese visit a church, shrine, or temple for religious purposes. This includes New Year visits. The majority of Japanese are not very pious. For them, religious events are merely events, and they even regard them as a bit of fun. In other words, you might say that Japanese live in a blessed society in which religious aid is not much needed.
This is drawn from the sound archives of Hiragana Times digital version, for which both language and texts are skillfully arranged for students of the Japanese language. For a monthly fee of 500 yen, Subscribers to the digital version of Hiragana Times Magazine can gain access to new entertaining and educational content, as well as to the magazine's back issues. For more information, check hiraganatimes.com.